The Center for Education Reform's latest report says Wisconsin got a C because it largely limits the creation and management of charter schools to traditional school boards versus other entities. Jeannie Allen is the center's president.
Now, Milwaukee has a handful of additional authorizers besides the school district, some of the local universities, as well as the mayor's office, but that doesn't extend to outside the district. So while many Wisconsin school districts and schools can boast success, there will always be districts and there will always be towns that have a great need for the kind of education reform that charters might be able to bring about. But first, we've got to give them a chance to open.
But John Johnson, a spokesman for Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction, says there's a good reason for Milwaukee's arrangement.
I think our state legislature and past governors really saw that Milwaukee had some serious educational needs that having multiple authorizers for charter schools would possibly help with. Those authorizers have high level of accountability for those schools. That's helped us. When a charter school in Wisconsin isn't successful, they close. So that's an important thing for students, parents, and taxpayers.
The Center for Education Reform also marks Wisconsin down for capping open enrollment for state virtual schools at 5,200 students. Johnson says the actual enrollment of students in virtual schools has yet to exceed the cap, but adds the DPI would consider legislation aimed at lifting it. He adds Wisconsin is using a federal grant to open 130 more charter schools within the next 2 years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.